Guten Tag und willkommen zum Ärztetag-Podcast. Anlässlich des 128. Deutschen Ärztetages in Mainz war auch der Präsident der American Medical Association, Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld, vertreten. Das Thema Rassismus ist ein hochaktuelles Thema und das nicht nur bei uns. Er erzählt uns, wie Amerika mit Rassismus und Diskriminierung generell zu kämpfen hat und wie dagegen vorgegangen wird und werden sollte. So, thank you that you take the time. First of all, what's your name and your profession?
Sure. My name is Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld. I'm the president of the American Medical Association and I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thanks for coming to the German Ärztetag. And our question or main topic at this Ärztetag is racism and discrimination. And we want to compare Germany to other countries like the US. Is it a big struggle there?
I think all across the globe right now, we continue to have a struggle around racism and sexism. And unfortunately, right now, at this particular moment in our global history, the rise of anti-Semitism. None of these challenges have a place in medicine. As a profession, we are called by our foundational ethical code and principle to provide care for all, regardless of the circumstances of the patients that they find themselves in, their identity, their race, their background, their sexual orientation, or their religion.
How is the hospital, or the hospitals in general, and the politics fighting against racism and discrimination?
You know, in America, I think we have some challenges. Unfortunately, there has been a movement to try to create some opportunity for individual practitioners, physicians, and other healthcare professionals to have a particular right to opt out of taking care of patients because of a deeply held religious belief. The American Medical Association does not believe in this. We stand against discrimination. And as of right now, there's no federal policy that allows for that sort of unfortunate kind of protection. But there is, so there are some corners of America where there's been calls for that kind of flexibility.
How's the trend? Do you think it becomes more of a problem, or is the US already fighting in a good way?
I think we're making progress. Certainly, the American Medical Association has been on an important journey over the last 10 years to stand up against structural racism, discrimination, sexism. We have a very effective Center for Racial Justice and Center for Health Equity, and they have been trying to embed equity in everything that we do as an association, in our work around reforming medical education, and our work around innovation and technology development, and our work around publishing and the development of science. But we certainly have a lot more work to do.
Good to hear. Do we have any recommendations, like for Germany, where we should focus on?
Well, you know, this is a common struggle across all of humanity. And certainly, as I talk to my counterparts here in Germany and in other parts of the world, there are shared challenges. And I think together we must make sure that we rise up to the professional code that we share, the Declaration of Helsinki, our International Code of Medical Ethics, to ensure that we rise together to stand against racism, discrimination, xenophobia, and anti-Semitism.
Good. Another question would be, do you think that even the younger generation right now is more passionate about this topic, or do you think that the elderly people should more be educated as well?
You know, I think across generations, there are different perspectives around the priority of calling out these challenges, making statements around these challenges. But at the end of the day, I think most physicians, what unites us as a profession is the care of patients. And that's the humanity, again, that we share that stands against discrimination and other practices that cause harm to patients.
Great. Thank you for the short interview, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.